welcome back to another episode of Wheelin' and Dealin'. I'm your host, Owen Kreps, and I'm joined by
Tyler Gallo. Hello, everyone.
And we will be talking today about your lovely Robert Morris men's hockey team. And they just got their first winning streak of the year against Mercyhurst, which is pretty nice because Mercyhurst, you know, rival, not cross-state, but above state rival, if that makes any sense. Two concisive wins, a 3-1 victory home, and a 7-1 win on the road. So two very strong games. The first Saturday win for our Colonials. Hopefully they can continue up against Sacred Heart, a struggling team. They have them this weekend. They're both on the road for both of those games. So we'll take a look at the Mercyhurst first game, a 3-1 win by Robert Morris, goals by Tong, Nick Jenny, and Michael Coyne. Any takeaways you had from this game?
I mean, it's a pretty decisive win, and it's a good win for the team, especially with getting guys that, I mean, don't get on the score sheet too much, but when they do, it's important, and it's just a huge win for them.
Yeah, I mean, Alex Tong obviously scored, but other than that, you got some secondary scoring. Nick Jenny, a defenseman, getting in on the offense. Michael Coyne from an assist by Kyle Horseman. We'll get to him later. I feel like he's really turned around his season. He's getting points as a senior, and it's nice he's chipping in. That was the first goal of this game. Just a solid win at home, and Francis Murat really stood out in this one as well, only one goal against.
Yeah, it's a big win, especially when your goalie doesn't let too much by him. And pretty much they just dominated the second period, that entire game. Two of their goals, you know, came from the second period. And, yeah, against a sort of an in-conference rival. And now they're 4-6-1, or they were 4-6-1 then. So it's just good to see them get a big win.
Yeah, just those two-game series, if you win both of them, it can greatly improve your record. And then the second game was a 7-1 concisive victory. Everything was clicking for the Colonials in this game on the road. Their first road win of the season, their first win on a Saturday, and it starting their first winning streak. And the power play is what really stood out here. And not just the power play, but special teams in general.
Yeah, they had four power play goals and a shorthanded goal. And that's just a lethal power play in that game.
And the thing is, though, you can definitely tell, I obviously wasn't at this game, it was in Erie, but you can definitely tell that
everyone was involved.
Everyone was involved. Derek Schooley was trusting other guys. Kip Hoffman and Kyle Horseman both got power play goals, and they're not the guys you see on the first unit, but they're still chipping in on the power play. Kyle Horseman, of all people, getting an opportunity on the power play, getting a goal from two star players, assisted by two star players, and Israel and Lynch. It just shows that these depth pieces are really starting to contribute, and Schooley's trusting them.
Yeah, and especially in a game like this where you're rolling over the other team, getting guys in like that can really build confidence and bode well for the future.
Once again, Francis Murat only letting in one goal against. He's looking very good. He was also named to Eric Israel were named to the Atlanta Hockey Wheatley Honors just for this week after a 2-win weekend sweep of Mercyhurst. So good for them. Obviously, when you're named to something like that, it boosts your confidence, and hopefully they'll continue to play.
Yeah, and they've got a big set coming up against Sacred Heart coming up. If they can take one or two of these games, it can move them up in the rankings a little bit.
Yeah, and speaking of the rankings, we'll take a look at that now. Niagara's still in the lead. Or not still in the lead. Well, they're in the lead. Robert Morris currently sitting 6th with 9 conference points with a 4-2-1 record and a 6-4-1 record overall. Not playing any conference games this upcoming weekend, but you still would like those wins. So in terms of Atlanta hockey, they won't be moving around the standings very much, but these non-conference games, you want to win them too.
Yeah, I mean, Sacred Hearts, they're not a bad team, so, and if you can beat them, it can help you with your rankings in the future if you play teams like them.
Speaking of Sacred Heart, though, Sacred Heart did play this Army, who we faced earlier on the season. We lost one, we tied one, 2-2. Army's now third in the conference with a 6-5-1 record. They were able to beat Army 4-2 in a game way back when, and I think it's really counterintuitive of how this team has been playing. If you just look at their statistics, they have a 0.273 winning percentage or something like that. Their record's not very good. They have zero wins on home ice. I don't know if that was like a fluke game, but hopefully if the Colonials don't play down to their level, they can be able to win this one.
Yeah, I mean, every division and every time or every year you're going to have a team like this on your schedule, and they just can't back down from the challenge. I mean, it's not like a big, big challenge, but they still have to win. If they don't win these games, it's not a good sign.
All right, so I want to talk about a little bit of some individual players that have really stood out for me so far this season. And we'll start with Kyle Horsman, who I mentioned earlier. He's only played 10 games as opposed to the 12 games we played as a team so far. He went from an extra forward to now he's contributing on the power play, like we said earlier. I really think it's a nice story for Robert Morris. He's a senior this year. He's finally getting a shot with some bigger minutes. Maybe Schooley will trust him in the top six, but I really like the play of Kyle Horsman. It's nice to see him turning things around. He has 4 total points, I believe, in his career up to this season, and he has 3 so far this season.
And, yeah, sometimes they just need a change of pace to shine, and it's really good to hear some of these stories. Like, Horsman already about to eclipse his career totals of points and already doubled them. So if he can continue to play and get time on the ice and put up big numbers, then it's a very, very good sign.
Another player that hasn't played all 12 games is Eric Israel. He came back from that injury in the season, and he's just been a constant force on the blue line, and it's really something that Robert Morris needed, and they've been winning games with him in the lineup. Eric Israel is now, I believe, he's second on the team in points with 10, I believe. And he's just, as a defenseman, that's what you want, as you got a Norris Trophy type defenseman back there, if you will.
Yeah, you definitely need some puck-moving defensemen on your team if you want to succeed. And guys that can quarterback a power play and move the puck around a lot, it really will help. And there's many teams do this, and guys can evolve into that puck-moving defenseman. Eric Israel is a big sign of that.
Yeah, just confirming on that stat, he has 10 points in 8 games and a -1 rating. -1 rating is actually not bad for this team when 11 goals get scored on you by Penn State. So good for him. Another player we mentioned earlier, Francis Marat. I think he's played every game so far, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. And he's just been constant. He'll have a bad game every now and then, but like the Penn State game. But he's been steady back there, and he's been good. And when we need him, let in 2 goals this entire weekend. This entire past weekend. So good for him. And team's going to win if your goalie's good. So.
Yeah, big weekend, especially when your goalie's hot. When you have a hot goalie, really nothing can stop you unless you played down to the other team's level. But, yeah, Marat played really, really well against Mercyhurst and a big 2-game set and took them both. So if he needs to continue this hot streak going forward, it'll help arm you a lot.
And the last player I want to talk about is freshman Justin Adamo. In my opinion, he's the best freshman on this team. He has just been adjusting to American ice just perfectly. He has chipped in 4 goals so far on the season, and he's a big body in front of the net on the power play. And Schooley's trusting him. He's playing top 6 minutes, and I really like his play.
Yeah, Justin Adamo, the big man, if you will, is just been, I mean, yeah, 7 points this year in 12 games, adjusting really well, as you said. And he's really, really good on the power play.
Yeah, he likes to take the puck to the net a lot. And with his big frame, he's got a wide reach. And I believe he had a couple wraparound goals earlier in the season. That just shows what size can do in a game like hockey.
Yeah, and you need that on your power play. He's got 3 power play goals.
Taking a look at just the team in general, in terms of category leaders, Alex Tong still leading the way in points with 13 points, 6 goals, 7 assists, having another great season. Hope he can continue. Right below him is Eric Israel with 10 points, like we mentioned before, in only 8 games. And then everyone else on this list has played 12 games in the top 5, with Luke Lynch having 10 points, Justin Adamo having 7, and then Lalonde and Mantenuto tied with 7 as well. So depth scoring, but you also have those all-stars like Lynch and Tong.
Yeah, and I mean, there's not really anybody who's far and away like the leader. They're still within the range of points, and it's good to have that, like, I don't know, variability on your team to have depth scoring and have different guys putting in goals every night and not just one player carrying the entire team.
So, as far as this next Sacred Heart matchup goes, like we said before, Sacred Heart's sort of a struggling team. The winning percentage is 0.273 is what it was. Their record overall is 2-7-2, and they're 2-5-1 in their conference. Like I said before, they have 0 wins on home ice, and they will be playing both of these games on home ice as well. Hopefully, Robert Morris can take both wins in this one.
Yeah, up in Bridgeport, Connecticut, Sacred Heart just not really getting that home atmosphere to their liking, and not winning at home is not a good thing, or not winning a lot of games at home. Mm-hmm. And so they're a road warrior, but this is big for RMU.
Yeah, it's kind of weird with Robert Morris just having their first road win of the season and Sacred Heart not having any or having all their wins on the road. So hopefully Robert Morris can get another 2 big wins here. As far as statistics go for Sacred Heart, Brett Magnus is a senior on their team. He's leading their team with 9 games. Brett Magnus is our goaltender. He has a 2-6-1 record so far in between the pipes, 0.894 save percentage. When your team's losing this much, it's a decent save percentage, but Robert Morris will likely test him early in this game. And Mark Johnston is their leader in points in scoring, 6 assists, 7 points and 1 goal. And then they have 3 others tied with 6 points. So compare this to like Tong, who has 13 points, and half of our team, or a bunch of our team, has 7 points, 3 players there. So in terms of all-star scoring, you have a lot more on Robert Morris's type team.
Yeah, and it says a lot when most of your guys have more points than the entirety of the leaders on Sacred Heart. And their goalie looks to be really shaky. I mean, he's 2-6-1, or he's just not getting a lot of defense in front of him. I mean, he's got a below 90 save percentage, which is not too uncommon, but it's still not a good thing to see.
Well, we can definitely look forward to these 2 games this weekend. They will not be at home, though, but they will likely be streamed in live stats as well. Century Media is your source for all of that. We're going to wrap things up here, kind of a short one here. So Sacred Heart this weekend for Robert Morris. I believe one game is at 5:05 and one is at 7, Friday and Saturday as well. We'll look forward to that, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week on Wheeling and Dealing here at Robert Morris Century Media. Thank you guys for listening and tuning in.